Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Better than Hey Maine over and over again, I guess.
Boy, listen. Sometimes I just want to see. I want to make sure I stay employed, so I don't comment on some of these.
Hey, man.
Yeah, come on.
Well, but that's a battle special. That last one that was just there. It's awesome. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. It's the elite question, and people are officially in silly mode, Jack Fritz, because 77% say the Eagles can be elite.
Love it
this year. Yeah, we've entered silly mode, Elliot.
But why? Why though?
Congratulations.
Like, what's silly about it? I'm just curious.
They're not among the top three in the NFC this year. The roster is good, but it's not great. The quarterback.
Well, why don't you think? Is that just because of the quarterback? I can't tell.
Yes.
If you,
no,
I can't tell
because of the roster.
But what is it?
No,
about
it's the quarterback, man. It's not the roster.
Like, well, what is it about the roster you don't like?
Okay, so if with this roster they had a Russell Wilson or a quarterback
right, so
like that, so hang on, let me finish.
My bad, guy.
With the roster as it is, with an average to above average quarterback, the team is an average to above average. With a better quarterback, it can make the roster, it can make the team that much better,
mm-hmm.
right? So a quarterback like a Russell Wilson, like a quarterback like that, could elevate the roster. So that's why I look at this team and say, all right, like Jalen Hurts can maybe play like the rest of the roster, which is above average, but like he's not playing elite.
Yeah, but the rest, this is where I guess I disagree. The rest of the roster is not just above average. The rest of the roster is very good, if not elite. Like I understand what you're saying that like.
No, it's not.
No, but like, what don't you like about the roster? That's what I'm missing. So, like, you want to go position by position?
Yeah,
like,
but Elliot, there's a difference between not liking a roster, which is not what I'm saying, and not overvaluing what this roster is, which is calling it elite. You're
so
going too far.
What's holding you back from calling it elite besides Jalen?
Well,
like, don't say the core.
So you have AJ Brown and Devontae, but neither one of them have ever been elite wide receivers. AJ Brown's not a high volume receiver, so you can say they're the best wide receivers in the league. I can say that they're above average. Like AJ Brown's going to show that he can catch 90 to 100 balls in a year. He's not doing that.
How many receiving duos would you take over them?
I would have to look at it because
well,
that's
I'm
how
there's
my
not
the Packers.
There's not many. Like there's
not
maybe
the Packers.
You know the Rams, now that they have Allen Robinson, and then Cooper Kupp is good enough, you probably just take him. That's one.
Dolphins yeah. one. I'm just going to go from the AFC
okay, so
all the way down. Dolphins one. Dolphins one. No, because Cincinnati two.
Definitely Cincinnati, you think?
Cincinnati
okay,
two. Come on, man.
Okay, I'm asking.
Las Vegas three. Denver, no. Chargers four. Kansas City, no. So I have four. Dallas.
Definitely not Dallas.
Okay, I'll say no to Dallas. That's fine.
Okay.
No to Dallas. Green Bay, no. Minnesota, yes, five.
Whoa. Why definitely Minnesota? Just because of Justin Jefferson?
Adam Thielen.
But Thielen's yes. fallen off a little.
Yes. Yes, just because of Justin Jefferson,
right, so
yes.
We're at five. And Adam Thielen.
Yes.
Adam Thielen
yes.
has fallen off, but okay,
no,
that's
he
five.
Tampa Bay six.
Look at his numbers last year.
Tampa Bay six.
I don't care about that.
Tampa Bay six?
Yes, Tampa Bay six.
Chris Godwin coming off an ACL.
Rams seven, Seahawks eight. So I would take
Seahawks got two good ones.
I would
out there.
Take 100
well, JJ now too.
I would take 100%, and I'm not even going to bicker with the ones that are a toss up. There's eight teams that I would take wide receivers over the Eagles.
That's pretty good.
Okay, so there are,
it used
so,
to be 28 teams I'd take wide receivers when Carson played.
And some
was,
of those are questionable.
It was 28
you're,
teams.
No,
I would
none,
take
no, none of them
over.
Are questionable.
Well, some of them are questionable.
None of them are questionable. If we want to actually get into it, there may not be a top 10 wide receiving core. The point
oh,
is
oh, this
Elliot,
is a top 10 wide receiving
Elliot,
core.
The point is they're not top five. Okay, they're okay. Close. They're closer to 10.
They're so close. No, I think they're closer to five. We just disagree
who's,
on that.
Who's the third best receiver
you're
on the team?
You're saying the Buccaneers, right? The Buccaneers, Mike Evans is obviously awesome, right?
Yeah.
Outside of that, Chris Godwin's coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah, he's still good.
Okay, but he's coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Who else there? Who else here?
Didn't they get another receiver? Who else did they get?
I think Gage.
Yeah, Russell Gage.
Russell Gage.
Okay.
Julio.
Right. So
there it was Julio.
Okay, Julio, yes. I forgot about
Julio. I would rather have and like you said, I'm just saying being objective. Yeah. Right now,
I'm being objective. I'm saying Chris Godwin coming off an injury is a big deal when you're talking about that receiving core.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. I'm just putting that out there. Like you're saying it's a slam dunk. I'm not saying like Mike Evans is the best of all those receivers, but I think Devontae and AJ are 2 and 3 there.
Okay.
And that matters.
Yeah, but Devontae hasn't established himself yet, Elliot. Like you're already making that jump and saying that like this isn't year 3 for Devontae. This is year 2.
And he had almost 1,000 yards last year, right?
And he
in a run first offense with a quarterback you think isn't any good.
And
I think that's pretty good for a rookie receiver.
He had a good first year. He did.
Okay,
he had a good first
you're
year.
Right. He's not Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Did he make the impact that the other rookie wide receivers made last year? Was he an impactful player to where you said, "Damn, that's a perennial Pro Bowl."
He probably was the third best rookie wide receiver.
Look, I would take Justin Jefferson over him. I would take Jalen Waddle. I would probably take over him, right? But Jamar Chase and the other one, Jamar Chase is playing with a better quarterback than Devontae is, right? And I think Justin Jefferson is also playing with a better quarterback than Devontae is. So for Devontae to put up those numbers in that offense, I think is impressive.
Dude, okay. Jamar Chase was so good last year.
Yeah, Jamar Chase is better.
I'm finding it hard not to make him the number one wide receiver in football.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good he was last
year. I like
year.
T. Higgins, too.
Yeah, it's another
one. Oh, no, T. Higgins.
He had over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, and then they have the Tyler Boyd.
But
so they have a they are ahead.
That's my other team.
The point is, I like their two wide receivers. All right,
yeah.
If you're talking about Pascal and Quez as your third and fourth wide receiver,
yeah,
like okay,
you see Zach last, you see Zach Friday,
not bad.
Pascal, like,
Zach might be the best number four receiver in the NFL.
Stop.
He's got like 18 touchdowns. How many number four receivers do you think have that many touchdowns?
Good point.
I'm trying to compliment the Eagles receivers,
right.
But what you're doing is just like you do every other.
It's not
with everything
over the top,
else,
though.
But with everything else, you just can't have Jonathan Gannon. Like with Jonathan Gannon, need to be an elite defensive coordinator. And just saying Jonathan Gannon had a good year based on his personnel, you have
to take it to the next level. I think saying he had a good year is being strong when you consider the reaction he gets around here. And
Happy
I'm just
Monday.
Stating the fact that he did have the team in the top 10 in scoring before they gave up. Like he just did.
I don't care.
But you think it's not being objective, but like, again, go through. You're saying
not saying you're not being objective.
Right.
I'm saying I'm being objective.
Okay.
And when I look at this, I'm saying that it's very fair. Like, I'm being fair when I say they're the ninth best wide receiving core.
But,
not top five, Elliot.
Okay.
Not difference makers. Like, when you look at these wide receivers, Devontae Smith isn't a guy that can take the ball 90 yards for a touchdown. Has he shown to be that explosive kind of a player?
I don't know if that's true.
Is he that kind of an explosive player?
Well, I mean,
I don't think he is.
He didn't show that last year.
All right, so how many receivers in the NFL can take a pass 90 yards then?
You just mentioned a bunch of them.
Tyreek Hill.
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
Jamar Chase. Jalen Waddle.
But you're setting this like insanely high bar. Like he can't take a ball 90 yards.
No, I'm not, Elliot.
Wait, hold on. You said the roster is above average, right?
Yes.
We just went through the receivers. They're clearly way above average if you think they're eighth in the NFL.
That's
with some disputable ones, right?
That's true.
Ninth.
The offensive line, where would you rank them?
That's top five easily.
Top five easily.
If not
right?
the best.
Cornerback trio, where would you rank them?
Ooh, that's top five easily, if not the best.
Okay. Defensive line, not a lot of sacks last year, but I think they're probably top 12 in talent, and that's stretching it a little.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I like the defensive line this year.
So when you say above average,
because you got to include the outside linebackers.
That feels like how about the running backs, right? Like let's do the entire team. How about the quarterback?
The most replaceable. But I said outside the quarterback. You said they're an above average roster. But that's why I'm asking you. Where are they only above average? Linebacker and safety. Other than that, where are they only above average?
Where are they only above average?
Yes.
Well, it's not just that. It's also like you're pronouncing them elite at all of these different categories.
Well, but tell me when they're not. That's
we'll
what I'm
see.
Asking.
Well, I'm not giving them elite status on the offensive line. Sorry, I'm not.
Oh, that O-line
that's
is
the
elite.
Only one that.
Yeah, that's the one that's a certain.
But hang on a second. Lane Johnson's old and misses time almost every year. Jason Kelsey's also already hurt. Right? Like, I like Dickerson. I like Mulata. Missed time last year as well. So how about they could be very good this year and a top five type offensive line?
Well, but top five.
How about the Bucs already lost their starting center?
But also the things you just said. Lane misses time, right? Sayamalu gets hurt. Those things were true last year, and I think you would pretty much find they were considered not just pretty good. They were top three, if not one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They were arguably the best. Well, they
were
arguably the best run-blocking offensive line, and the pass-blocking was very good, too.
All right. Well, you mentioned defensive line.
Yeah.
And I want to move on from this. You mentioned defensive line. You said
littered
top
with
12.
Talent this year,
you said top 12, and that's stretching it?
No, I said top 12 is probably being conservative.
Conservative.
Conservative. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, that's an average to an above-average.
That's above
group,
average.
Right?
It's above average.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think the linebackers are improved, but do we consider them elite?
No, I would not consider
that. See, what you're describing, now I'm going to add the quarterback to the team because the quarterback matters. Mm-hmm. Now what you're adding to the entire picture isn't an elite team.
No, but I said to you, other than the quarterback, I agree with you. The quarterback is like saying you have a great car and the engine doesn't work. Like, I agree with you that the quarterback really matters.
How many Pro Bowlers do you have on this team right now? Last year,
are you thinking this year?
No, last year. How many Pro Bowlers did you have?
It was Slay.
I think three.
Javon Hargrave.
And Jason.
Did Lane make it?
I think
I feel like he was there as well.
Justin,
you want to really get into it. Jalen was a Pro Bowler.
Jake
really want to. Josh Sweat. Yeah.
My point is,
he got in as an alternate. I think it's like a third alternate.
Yeah, stop.
I'm not saying it counts. My point is, he really wants to get into it. He was a Pro Bowler. It's on his Wikipedia page.
But you know what I'm saying is, which players were playing at that high level last year to where they were considered the best at their position or one of the two or three best at their position? The Eagles had a couple of guys, right? Now you're adding to the roster and you're adding better players to the roster. But you still don't have the same talent as some of these other teams around the league. And then you add the quarterback to it, and that's it.
Again, I'm not disputing you that the quarterback's part of it, but if you look at just the roster, how many teams in the NFC or NFL have a better roster outside of the quarterback than the Eagles? And I don't think you could come up with many.
No, you can't.
So where, top five?
Yeah. In the NFC?
Yeah, in the NFC, definitely.
Without question.
Yeah. Who has a bit, again.
And that's all that matters. You don't get to the Super Bowl by going through the AFC.
Okay, so
you get through the Super Bowl by going through your conference, which is the NFC.
I just want to remind you, Ellie, you had him how many wins last week?
I think I had him at 9 or 10.
Oh, 9 wins? No, yeah, 9. 9 wins
because
with
we're including
this elite
the quarterback. You keep bouncing back and forth. I'm saying if you exclude the quarterback, I agree with you on the hesitation when you include the quarterback. But when we're talking about just the roster, it's clearly an elite roster.
To your point, if they had a different quarterback, we'd be talking different.
Yeah, no one's disputing you on that. I'm saying that you said outside the quarterback, you think they have an above-average roster, and I disagree with that.
I can't even give them credit for having an above-average roster. They got to be elite.
Because they are a better than above-average roster. They have a very good roster, if not elite.
All right, let's before we get to what Elliott's doing in Cleveland or looking for in Cleveland, Brent Sellersville. Brent, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my car. Marks, I'm with you all the way on this one. They are not. I mean, to me, I do have a joke for you at the end, but to me, the joke is calling them an elite team.
Oh, my God.
No, wow. But can they be elite, though, Brent? You mean to tell me you don't believe they can be elite?
There's a difference between can be and are they.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
We're projecting here, yes.
I don't care what their personnel is on defense.
Why not?
If the defensive coordinator does what he did last year, they are not going to be elite on defense.
Okay.
Just not. I don't care who the personnel is.
Okay, hold on.
Because
real
he plays
real quick. Real quick, no. I'm with you. And Elliott, stop it with your personal agendas here. He's making a very good point. Jonathan Gannon can't call the game the way he called the game last year and have an elite defense. That's not going to work. He called the game conservatively, not wanting the ball to get thrown over his head. You may be able to use that from time to time, but when you got this type of personnel, you got to man these guys up and get after the quarterback. And that will turn this team into an opportunistic defense where they'll start getting turnovers and short fields for the offense. So I agree with you there, Brent. My thing is the team – can be. And why do we assume that Jonathan Gannon is going to do exactly what he did last year? And only in this universe do we assume the Eagles will stay put, won't improve, but everybody else around the league does improve. Like, why is it that Nick Sirianni can't be a better head coach in his second year? Why can't Jonathan Gannon be better in his second year? Why can't Jalen Hurts continue to take steps forward like he's shown throughout his career? Like, I don't understand why we think it's going to go backwards as opposed to continue to progress and go forward.
Hold on. There is a difference between not believing it can happen versus show me. Show me the money first.
Okay.
Show me that it's happening.
Well, listen, this is what has gotten lost in this argument today with John and Elliot and everybody else. The point of the question was, do we believe this can be an elite team?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you point number two. Point number two, which I think even overshadows point one.
What?
When we talk about elite receivers in the league or an elite passing attack, forget about the individual stars. Mm-hmm. Let's focus on an elite passing attack. Now, you don't have to be an elite quarterback to have an elite passing attack.
Yeah, sure you do.
But it's up to the quarterback. It's up to the quarterback to make sure it's an elite pass. Well, Kirk Cousins.
He doesn't have an elite passing attack.
He did.
No, he didn't. He had an elite wide receiver.
Well, what I'm suggesting is
that. Yeah, no one would say Minnesota Vikings are an elite passing team.
I think Marks was saying that they're better than the Eagles.
No, the receivers. I'd rather
no,
have the
receivers.
Yes.
There's a difference.
No,
yes.
Cousins.
Okay,
fair enough.
Brent, we got to give us your joke. Give us your joke.
All right. So you guys are familiar with the current trend in, like, hormone therapy for a lot of.
All right.
There you go.
See?
That's what you get.
Yeah.
All right. Pause for 1 second.
Man,
back.
I had to bite my tongue during that Gannon bit, but it's all right.
Back to right. the yeah, we know you can't help yourself
yes.
with JG
yes.
there,
yeah.
Elliot.
All types of
back
lies
to in a second. But hey, listen, if you're happy with the way your hair looks, then you're cool, right? You don't have to listen to me. But if you're thinning, you're failing, you worry about the hair a little bit, well, Dr. Glatt and his team are ready to make your hair dreams a reality with a lot of things Dr. Glatt does. Starts with the hair restoration procedure. My hair is fuller and thicker. You'd never know I had the procedure done. And there's a lot of other alternatives as well. It goes along with hair restoration. Maybe you're just thinning. You say, like, hey, I'm not sure if I'm ready for a hair restoration procedure. Trust me, Dr. Glatt and his team, they're ahead of the game. It's 2022. There's new science and new technology that comes out all the time, and they're the place to go when it comes to hair loss. So check out my pictures at drglatt.com, drglatt.com, or call his office today, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000. Or drglatt.com.
Real quick, because the whole elite definition, I think, is getting lost amongst people. Everybody has their own definition for elite and what they classify mm-hmm. as elite. So when we're talking about can this team be elite, right? You brought up, can they be a perennial divisional winner? Can they be one of the top teams in the conference every year over the next 3 to 4 years? And I'm asking, and I'm still asking, why can't they be? Like, what team? You don't even know if Tom Brady's going to be playing in another year or two. You don't know what the hell Aaron Rodgers is going to look like in 2 to 3 years. What young teams in the NFC that are set up better than the Philadelphia Eagles, that where they can't be a team that's winning their division every year, or at least in the hunt to win their division every year? You're going to tell me the Eagles don't have a chance to win this division every year? You mean tell me the Eagles aren't the best team in this division set up moving forward? They had the best coach moving forward, although I'm partial to Ron Rivera, but that's neither here nor there, right? They got a quarterback that everybody believes in. They have young players on the roster. They have a front office that's well-structured and organized and on the same page. I'm trying to figure out why wouldn't they be considered one of the teams that's on the rise and has a chance to be an elite team. What teams are there then that's going to be the elite team for the next 2 or 3 years that you clearly see that you don't see in the Eagles enough to argue that they aren't going to be one of those teams?
Rams.
The Rams? Yeah. Over the next three? Okay, that's one team.
Yeah, Rams, and then you have a lot of could-bes, right? Because I think the Eagles are right there with the could-bes
in
the next couple years.
That's all we've been saying.
Yeah, but a could-be is different than that's what I think is going to happen. Yeah, sure, if Jalen Hurts If he turns into a quarterback that we believe, or he turns into a quarterback that is a difference maker and gets the next contract, yeah, they will be.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How many teams, because I think the Rams are a good one, besides the Rams, how many other teams in the NFC would you take over the Eagles over the next 3 years? Like, you would rather have their roster, their head coach, their quarterback, their whole situation with the draft picks.
Packers.
Interesting, because Rodgers could be gone, but okay.
No, he's under contract.
Dude, we keep going with these Packers, man.
Yes.
Okay, that's two.
We keep going with these Packers, and I don't understand why you have so much confidence in the Packers.
I don't understand why you have so much confidence in the Eagles.
What? You don't? Because it's the Eagles. I'm just trying to figure out what have the hell. The Packers, at least the Eagles have a young team that's on the ascend. The Packers have an old team with an old quarterback that can't get the job done. But somehow you believe they're an elite team every year.
Yeah, based on what they do in the regular season, sure. Yes.
Oh, God, that's when they had Devontae Adams. I'm going to see what they look like this year with Alan Lazard and Sammy Watkins Randall Cobb. I'm going to see how great they look this year.
So that's two. If you include the Packers, that's two.
Right.
I wouldn't include the Packers.
Okay. Right. I Cowboys, three?
Really? I don't know
Cowboys,
about that.
Cowboys in a word.
Bad head
hold on,
coach.
Dude. Yeah. Now we're to the point where we're putting the Cowboys and the word elite in the same sentence. Really?
No.
So the Cowboys are going to be elite?
Fan. What I'm not doing is I'm not overvaluing the Eagles and saying they're in a different category than the Cowboys right now. There's a lot of teams in the NFC that are kind of in the same category of where do they go. It depends on the players that have been drafted, their young players, and how they develop.
You're making my point, and I'm trying to figure out then why don't you give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt.
But I'm also not saying the Cowboys are going to be this team. I'm saying they're right there with the Eagles. I don't know what's going to happen in the next year. These players need to actually,
that the Eagles aren't going to be.
What I'm not doing is I'm not calling them elite before they actually earn that or project that status.
Would you stop playing word games? You're asking everybody to basically predict. Not give us the answers after we already know the results. We're saying predicting. So you don't know what anybody's going to do, but you've already assumed that the Eagles aren't going to do it when you just clearly said that they're all on even ground. But you give the Packers the benefit of the doubt, the stinking Cowboys the benefit of the doubt, Tampa Bay, whose quarterback tried to retire already this year and is probably going to be gone, the Rams. Okay, we'll see what the Rams look like this year. We'll see what they look like this year. We'll see.
And look, I would agree with the Rams, but I will say they've traded a lot of draft picks.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the Rams look like.
I agree with you, but the Eagles are very well set up. And look, the quarterback's a question mark, right? We'll see what he ends up being, but like, the Eagles have shown they're consistently competitive, and I think that matters when projecting.
Okay.
Let's
get to the Duke, man.
OG,
here we go.
OG
Wade. It wouldn't be, 3-4 without talking to Wade.
OG Wade, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
How are you?
What up, OG?
I'm just trying to educate everybody.
That's what he's here for.
Let me help you out. Hey, Johnny boy, you started the show out. You actually started the show out, but it seemed like you started it, but then you changed the damn narrative. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
You said, can they be elite this year? But you keep saying you're not going to project them to be elite until they do it. Well, that's like an oxymoron. You asking the question to all the listeners and the callers, can the Eagles be an elite team this year?
Right.
So when someone says, yes, they can, you should all say, yes, they can. If that's what you believe, but it shouldn't be on the preface that you're saying, I don't believe they are right now. No one is saying that they are right now.
I don't
now.
Believe they project to be either, Wade. I've been pretty clear on that.
Then say that part. Because you.
But I have said that part. Obviously, they're not right now. Wade, just hang on. Obviously, they're not right now, and we're looking ahead to where they're going to be at the end of the season. I don't believe this is a 12-win team. I don't believe this is the team that is in the NFC Championship game, and I don't believe next year this is going to be a team.
Well, nobody said they was going to be in the NFC Championship
game. I know you didn't say that, but that's kind of the implication is that once we get to the end of the season and then going forward, that's a team that's going to be reckoned with, and we're going to be talking about.
No, you said it's a three-year thing.
Okay, wait, go ahead.
Did I not say that?
I know, but everybody's playing word games. Like, you're saying I'm playing word games. We're all playing word games with these things.
I'm not.
It's whether or not you think this is a team that can win a Super Bowl in the next
John,
few years.
First of all, stop getting
that.
All irritated. The point is that we're trying to figure out what the definition for you is elite.
Definition for me in being elite is the team that can win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
And I don't
believe
think they can.
And I don't believe this team can win the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's not
in the next
what we said, though.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, sorry, Wade, go ahead.
That's not what elite is, okay?
What's
y'all
elite?
Bringing out all these super wide receiver players that is so much better than all of our Justin Jefferson, right? Let me ask y'all a question. How many playoffs, how many games has Justin Jefferson helped Minnesota win?
I would assume a lot. I would assume a lot, yes.
Well, he makes them better.
I would tell you none. He do not win. That's why they ain't in the playoffs. Okay, everybody talking about all these elite players. Aaron Rodgers, elite. I believe Aaron Rodgers is a great damn quarterback. But until Aaron Rodgers win another championship, I think we need to start reevaluating Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so you tell me what elite is, Wade. Let me hear what elite is from you, because we're up against it.
Elite is sustainability. Elite is chemistry. It's a team thing. It's not a player to player. It's chemistry. Once that team gets out there and them guys get to going and they winning, that is what elite is. It's not the name on the back of the jerseys. I've been trying to tell y'all guys this forever. If that team, coach-wise, chemistry-wise, and they just go out there and they win convincingly, or they ain't got to be just consistently winning, that's elite.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is elite.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers is elite.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers is not. You don't let somebody come in your damn home. You were the number one seed and whoop your ass. That's not elite.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
If that happened to the Eagles, you wouldn't be saying the Eagles are an elite team.
No. I mean, it's an interesting question because, yes, I agree with both of you. On the other hand, they do win like 12 or 13 games every year, and that's impressive. It is. Like, let's be real. Winning.
And what is that? How could that not be a product of the division that they're in? If you don't get to the playoffs and dominate that, when the Patriots were winning 10, 11, 12 games a year, they won Super Bowls.
They won Super Bowls, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So
Aaron Rodgers is definitely elite.
We know that
already. Packers is a different discussion.
Yes, we know that. All I'm saying is for a guy that's elite, it doesn't get you a whole lot. It may get him individual awards and money.
Right.
What has it got in the Packers?
It is wild he's only won one Super Bowl.
He's only been to one.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah.
Yep.
He's only been to one.
Yeah.
Lost divisional round, lost conference.
That is a good argument for the roster over the quarterback, for what it's worth.
All right. Well,
you know, I'm just saying.
Elliot,
I'm a big quarterback guy, but that is a good argument for the opposite side.
Are you flying first class into
Cleveland? Well, I got to check a ride, you know, see if I can get that upgrade, yeah.
All right, we'll get updates from you later this
week. Yeah, I'm excited. Look, the joint practices, it's big time for the Eagles, so.
All right,
see
there he is.
Go undefeated again.
Elliot Shore Parks.
Are you back with us Thursday then?
I'm on every day you guys
want. That's what I'm saying. You call in Thursday after the practice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The next week I made my flight just so I could be here for this, so.
Look at that.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you going to be here?
Well, next Tuesday I fly to Miami, but I fly at night.
Ah.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Look at that.
So, I mean, I did the late flight just so I could be here for you guys.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, do you have a bigger satchel, man purse that you're bringing, or is that?
I got some nice luggage travel with, of course. What do you
think? All right, good. All right, safe travels, Elliot. We'll talk to you later this week. All right, coming back, more of your phone calls on this. Do you believe the Eagles can turn into an elite team this year and going forward? And we'll look for the best jokester. Best joke gets into the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. It's that simple. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.